Earlier this week, we invited some out-of-town visitors to our home for lunch. My wife knew that one of our guests enjoyed trying out new and different foods, so Virginia decided to have French crepes for dessert. The problem was that she had never made French crepes before. First, she put all the ingredients together: slightly cooked bananas, sliced almonds, black walnut syrup, and whipped cream. Admittedly, she was a bit concerned about the whole thing and how it might turn out. But it turned out great. Dessert was a great success, primarily because she followed the recipe. As I watched the little scene unfold, it occurred to me that it was very similar to the work of following up a new believer in Christ if you've never done it before. What do you do? What's the first step? What's the second step? But is there a spiritual recipe you can follow that will guarantee success? Well, not really. Each person is different, and what we do to help a new babe in Christ will be slightly different than what is done with another. The same suit of clothes does not fit every person. But let me suggest two common ingredients in follow-up. To begin, help a new believer become assured of salvation based on the Word of God. 1 John 5:11 through 13 says, "He that has the Son has life." Discuss that together and memorize it. Second, help the person establish daily fellowship with God. The regular practice of morning prayer and Bible reading is essential. As soon as it is practical, help them begin a Bible study on a consistent basis. Notice I suggested both Bible reading and Bible study. Reading two or three chapters per day will begin to bring out an overview of the Scriptures. Studying a chapter each week will help lay a solid foundation upon which to build a stable Christian life. And don't forget Scripture memory. Nothing has paid greater dividends in my own life for the time invested than the practice of Scripture memory. Some Christians think that if they don't have a Bible school degree, they can't help another person grow in Christ. Not true. Do you know of a new believer in Christ? Help them develop the assurance of their salvation. Help them develop the practice of Bible study and prayer. That's a great start for a recipe of Christian growth. You can do it. For the Navigators, I'm Leroy Imes.